for an evening stroll, like I am. Where's your guardian? I don't see anyone else. The law is very clear, you know. No male is allowed in public space at any hour of the day without a female guardian present. Cute boy like yourself doesn't deserve a fine or jail time. You don't have one. Are you sure? Show me your neck, dear. Surely there's a... No. No collar around your neck. Nothing on your wrist either. How strange. That puts you in quite the bind, my dear. I'll have to report this to the authorities so that they can take you to a shelter. Unless you'd like for me to become your guardian. I know we just met, but here's some food for thought. The shelters do well enough with the funding they have received, but someone like you deserves much better. My house is close by, and you could say I'm well off financially. What I mean to say is that all of your wants and needs would be met, to say the least. Surely you couldn't turn all of that down. Now there's a good boy. Saves us both the hassle of filling out paperwork anyway. Here, take my hand then. I'll show you where I live. Welcome to your new home. Pretty nice, isn't it? You're right. It all does look expensive. I ran a business for 10 years. It was more successful than I could have ever imagined. But as rewarding as it was, the work was stressful. So I retired early and bought this place. Fully furnished it, too. So many nice things, but no one to share them with. Until now. Anywho, there are some guest rooms down the hall. You can stay in one of those. The nearest bathroom is further down, as well as the laundry room. It's just the two of us here, so you'll have plenty of privacy when you need it. Now, there's something I'm curious about. Why were you wandering around outside? Did something happen? Oh, so you did live at a shelter. But you left to try to find someone like me? Sweetie, you shouldn't take risks like that. What if we hadn't run into one another? You would have been sent back to the shelter, thrown in jail, or worse? I can't bear the idea of someone so appealing coming to harm. Do you mind if I pat your head? I'll be gentle. Does that feel nice? Oh, you're blushing. So adorable. I'll put my other arm around your waist. No more wandering around outside, okay? You're mine now. I need you to be a good boy for me. Understand? Splendid. Oh, sorry. I thought my hand was still around your waist. I didn't realize it moved down to your butt. So embarrassing. Yeah. What? You wanted to stay there. What a frisky boy you are. How about I squeeze it a little? What a cute moan you have. Do it again. Oh, yes, good boy. Oh, you've got a very firm butt. I like it. Your lips are nice as well, but I think they're missing something. There we go. Every inch of you is stunning. Your cheeks, your chest, I'll never be able to keep my hands off you. Oh, you want to grind up against me, huh? Oh. Over here, in front of the couch. I hope you didn't mind me pushing you onto it. Gotta have you nice and ready so I can hump the shit out of you. No, no, no. Don't take off your pants. It'll be better this way. Sometimes it does. Oh, this feels better than actual sex. You've been wanting to do this ever since we met, haven't you? My body on top of yours. Using it however I want. Oh, you're squirming a lot more. Oh, are you about to come? As you can. About as dry as they're gonna get for now. don't have any spare clothes for you. We'll go buy some more in the morning. Feeling sleepy? Yeah, me too. But I don't feel like moving anymore. I think I'll watch some TV until I fall asleep. Why don't you rest your head on my lap? Comfy, isn't it? Now I can keep stroking that lovely body of yours. Such a good boy. Huh? Those whimpers. Sweetheart, did you fall asleep already? I guess he did. I'm glad he feels so safe with me. Sweet dreams. Tomorrow I'll buy you whatever outfits you want.